Special covenant and the privilege to speak in Kosher Yom Olai of the North Miami Koil, one of my Talmidim learned there, Nechemia Feigenbaum. It's a Shir at night, Zif HaMelech. I'd like to speak in Yonah the Yoyma, the Parsha of Yitzis Mitzrayim, and the Parsha of Kom Pesach. I want to be Magdim, but I had the privilege many years ago to be at a bar mitzvah with my Rashiva Rav Shneya Zichron Levracha and the Antwerpen Rav, the Rav of Antwerp, Rav Chaim Kreisworth. And they were schmoozing at the table by the bar mitzvah for one of my Chavarim's bar mitzvahs. And Rav Kreisworth mentioned he was in Rashiva in Skokie in Chicago, later became Rav of Antwerp. And he mentioned to Rav Shneya Zichron Levracha, Ritbaz, famous one who has the Pirush on the Yishalmi. So when he was in Chicago in 1905, he tried to bring the center, Rabbi Yitzchok Chonin center, Ritbaz, Gven Mamish, from the Gdolei Ador. He was instrumental in establishing Slutsky Yeshiva, which later became Kletsk, which later became Lakewood, but he was instrumental. And he was a Goyen Olam. He wrote a Pirush on the Yishalmi, Pirush Ritbaz. And in his Sefer, and as Agdome, he writes, as known, he was driven out of Chicago. The Bizyonis, he tried to shtel back the Kashris and the Shabbos. He was driven out, Mamish, with Bizyonis. And he wrote in his Agdome, there would never be Torah in America. Torah will never grow in America. So he said, Chrysler said, as I odom Godel, Rabbi Yitzchok Chonin meyer given, as I ilu yotzim, I godel batayra, Rabbi Yitzchok Chonin, the Kovner Rav, says, how could he make such a mistake? We have a Munis Chachomim. So Reb Shneya Zichron Levracha Klache Yad said he made no mistake. On the American Boden, that was his Lashon, of the American soil, there couldn't be Torah. Reb Aaron took Klesk and replanted it here. Torah Kenesh Zayin America. As known, I was Zoche to be the last man, the last El Reb Aaron. And you saw the fire of Torah, the Amuna that he had. And he didn't modify his shurim. People said when he came to America, maybe he should modify his shurim, make it easier. He says he has a muna, and that emuna he built Torah. And Baruch Hashem, you're part of that, the North Miami Koil, part of that extension and the Abbot Sat Torah to bring Torah into a midbar, and started in Miami Koil and then extended to the North Miami Koil. And you should all be Zeuchetake in the future to have schusim from that Abbot Sat Torah that you do in the Koimis where you need you, even though on a daily basis, you don't know the ashpah that you have. But based on Torah, is a mashpia b'chol mokim shehem. It says in this week's parasha, Achoydesh hazeh lochem, Rosh Chadoshim, Rishon hu l'chot she'ashon. And the Rabban says it's the first mitzvah in the Torah, Achoydesh hazeh lochem. And he questions that the year begins with Tishrei. And that's in the Kisrei Rabban, it's brought in the Sefer, also the same drosha, maybe more bariches. And he says that that's the kasher is that Achodesh Hazeh Lochem, it says Mitzeis Hashona, it says that Tishrei is the beginning of the year. What's Achodesh Hazeh Lochem? So he says Achodesh Hazeh Lochem is the pshat, that's the geburts, the birthday of Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael was born was by Yitzias Mitzrayim. And he says, therefore, the inyan of Achodesh Hazeh Lochem is the inyan of Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Just like we have Zocher, Siyom HaShabbos L'Katshe, we remember Shabbos Hayom Yom Rishon L'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni L'Shabbos, we also remember Hayoim HaChodesh Hazeh. They used to say the Chodesh HaRishoyim from Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Chodesh HaSheni, the Chodesh HaShlishi. But that changed. When they came to Bavel, they gave new names that we call today Nisan, Ir, Sivan. They gave new names. So Ramban questions it. How can you change it? It says HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chadoshim. Inri said that the reason of HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem is that we know the Maral says that the birth of Klal Yisrael says Goy Mikerev Goy. The Eibishter took out Klal Yisrael, Goy Mikerev Goy. They took him out like a mother, like a heibom, like a midwife would take out a child, Mimei Imoy. That's the Indian of Goy Mikerev Goy. And the Maral says more than the nest that he took us out physically from Mitzrayim is that he took us out spiritually from Mitzrayim. Then when the Memtesh Shagaitum and he took us out spiritually, that was the greater ness. So therefore, that's our Geburtstag and that's our Mechayiv to give Akoras HaToiv, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. For you, it's your birthday. That's the beginning of Klal Yisrael. The beginning when Klal Yisrael became a nation, it culminated in Matan Torah, but it really started in Yitzhak when we were taken out of Mitzrayim. Is the Ramban says that we change the names because we're not going to say Elokecha Sheitzicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim, but Elokecha Sheitzicho Me'eretz Sofen. When they went out of Bavel, they called it Me'eretz Sofen. I think that's the Lashon HaRashbam, Yitzias Mitzrayim, in the Kisvei Ramban Zichah. So many years ago, I heard a maimer from Rav Hutna Zichron Lavrocha, said famous maimorim then in his yeshiva in Chaim Berlin. And I don't remember what he answered. But he answered, it's a bit lasse. There's an asay achoydesh hazel lochem rosh chadoshim. And you're changing it. You're changing it. Shteit achoydesh hazel lochem. You're calling it nissen ir sivin and so forth. And it says, v'chol zen is chadish lonu b'yitzias Mitzrayim. I don't remember what he said, but I wanted to offer the pshat hazoy. The Emerson, the Beis Halevi, in this week's parasha, and many he goes into the story that he says in all the parashas, Leil Shimurim Hu Lashem. Zok the Beis Halevi, that the Indian, he says, Isba Medrash, B'Pasha Zu B'Ol Mazer, Oslam Nisim B'Layla. They made the Nisim of B'Layla B'Chatzoy Salayla because it's a Nesoyver. L'Osid Lovoy, all the Nisim, when we're going to go to the Gula Shlema, the future Gula that's going to be a final Gula is going to be by Yoy. And he says that Gola is Nimshal Alayla. Mishum Hochi Zok the Kishagula, when the redemption is Be'emtza Alayla, is in the middle of the night, who simen da dayin heim be'emtza golus. That's a simen that is still in the middle of the golus. V'yitzuch o'id la'hashlem ha'cheshven. And they'll have to be mashlem the cheshven. Avad l'osid lovoi, the gula is going to be by yoyim. And he says that Klal Yisrael was only reduced shonim, 210 years, with many different pshatim, because it says they're going to be arba me'er shonim, v'avodim v'inim oisom. There's some pshatim that the kushi ha'shibut was mashlem the me'er shonim. But the pashtus is, Medaleg ala hora mekapetz ala gvoyis. The Eibishter skipped over, went out of the gvul, and we did not complete Golus Mitzrayim. We did not complete that Golus. He says, Lasman shechosa oz, hinich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheyishlamo oisa Yisrael, lesoif begolus ha'achron. Yitzias Mitzrayim, hoyerak pkida be'emtza hazman. Was only a pkida be'emtza hazman. V'hoy ha'achrona legula asula, asida, kidei sheyuchlo li'igoyel achakak yishlimo hazman. And therefore, the pekida was be'emtza hazman, and we have to finish that off. And he says that we say emes v'amuna, the Indian of emes v'amuna is lahagid ba'boika chazdecho v'aymonoscha ba'leilois. Lahagid ba'boika chazdecho. The boika, when the gula is going to be b'yoyim, that's going to be chazdecho. V'aymonoscha ba'leilois. But emuna we have to have at night. And that's pshat kol she'oma lo'yoma emes v'yatziv is lo'yotzi yedei chevosoi. He brings down because that has to be that kosher memes viatziv shachris memes vemunu arvis lo yotzi de chavosoi because lahakid baboika chazdecha, that's emes, that's going to be lo ilam vod emes, that's what we say by day, and at night we say vemuna because at night we need the amuna. So he questions how we prav shosher seder. We're still in the middle of golus, we're still by emes. So he says, and we have an egg that zeche. That there's going to go be Tisha B'Av, his Biyana B'Mroirim. So he says that the Amunah was supposed to have it just like the Eibishter took us out of Mitzrayim. And he has so many Nisim and Floyus Makisk to take us out of Mitzrayim. So also, he's going to take us out of the Gula. We have B'Tochen Amunah, he's going to take us out of this Golus. And that gives us a Simcha. That's why we can have the Simcha. Without that, we can't have the Simcha. But we see Leil Shimurim that was still in the middle of the Golus. I was thinking, Kol Zan is Chadash B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Bemis the Maral says it, that all the Golusin, Golus Bovel, Golus Modai, Golus Yovam, are all a Hemshech of Golus Mitzrayim, because we did not complete Golus Mitzrayim. So when we're saying Nisan Ir Sivan, we're commemorating Yitzias Mitzrayim, because this is another Shlav to the final Gula. We had to go through because we didn't complete the Golus, so it's another Shlav toward Gula, to the Gula, which will eventually bring us to the Gula from the Golus Edom. And that's what the Ramban meant for Chol Zen Ischadish Lona B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, so it's no bittle of Achoydesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. The Ramban says, in this week's parasha, the Ramban says, the famous Ramban, Reb Chatzkel used to review this Ramban every single day, that so many Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim that we have, Pesach, Mechal, Mezuzah, Tefillin, all Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. And he says, the Ramban says at the end of the parasha, that is a sign in the Torah. The Ramban says, there were three types of kofrim. There were some that denied in the existence, it's a olam kadmon, that there's no creation, it came by itself. There were some kofrim that held that the Eibush created the world, but he doesn't know what's doing. And then there was a third degree of kriyra, that he knows what's doing, but there's no hashgacha protis, he doesn't care. Olam hefka. And the makos were to show us that it's not like that, to disprove that, that the emesin, the Eibushter is l'man teidu ki Hashem bekerev ha'oretz, there's hashgacha, l'man teidu ki ein k'Hashem alekeinu. The makos ascertained the asorah mamoros, as we state maral. The esam makos were coming back to the uam of Yehi. Zokner Ramban, he says, va'ata omel lecho betam mitzvahs rabbis. And he says, that's why, is the Eibishter made a one-time zach, nisim gluyim. And he made that one-time zach that we should live off that. And that's why it's so important, all the mitzvahs we have, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, because that's the only time that he made oises and moifsim begoli in front of Rishoyim. And Bemis, by the six-day waters, all machloikis, Zeich Deilim, Satmer Rebbe, Zeichel Tzadik Levroche, and Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, it was a nes goli. So he stelt to this Ramban, the Satmer Rebbe, that the Eibishter does make oises and moifsim for Rishoyim. And Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, those that know, I mean, they were on target, but he said it was a nice golem. But whatever it was not Koichi Veitzim Yodi, it wasn't Dayan, it was a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's club. I still remember in Lakewood in the dining room, the Oilam was figuring out the strategy of Dayan. So I remember one of the Choshev Talmidim gave a bang on the table, Vosik Yavarim at Koichi Veitzim Yodim, Asul Yisachoyel Azeh. It's all the Rabbeinu Shalom. But the main point in the Ramban is, Min Anisim Akdoilam Avusomim, Odom Moidim Benisim Anistorim, Shehem Yisoyedat Harikulu. She'ein lo odom chelik b'toyres Moshe. Ein lo chelik b'toyres Moshe. At she'name b'chol dvoreinu mikreinu she'kulem nisim ein b'hem teva. Everything is nes. Ein b'hem teva. Min hoge sh'loilem b'hem b'rabim b'hem b'yochid. You do mitzvahs, you'll be matzliach. If you're over, you won't be matzliach. Schar v'oynish. So Ramban says from the nisim agluyim, we're supposed to know there's no teva. I don't have the Gemara in front of me, but Rabaron and Mishra Baron speaks, there's a steer in the Gemara in Tainis. There was a son of a great Tana, I don't remember the name, but it says that his father didn't come to pay the poilim on time. So he said that the Tana should be moitzi Tainim, the Tana boim, should be moitzi the Tainim koidim zmanu. And he was vice versa, Adam Godel, the son of this Tana. And he was able to be moitzi the payers koidim zmanu. When his father came to pay the poilim, and he came a little later than usual, but he came that he shouldn't be overly solemn. So he asked his son, I have to pay them. He said, no, I paid them already. So he says, how did you pay them? He told them, I made the tree become ripe before its time. So he says, you are matriach as koinai. You are matriach the Rabbeinu Shalom. So you're going to be mighty to pay his kaidim as mani, you're going to die before your time. He wasn't giving him a klola. He says, it's a fact. The next Gemara in Tainus says, the famous Gemara with Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, I remember it was, his daughter said she doesn't have oil for Shabbos to burn the Shabbos candles. So Chinuch Dei says, what's the problem? Mishoyma Shemin Yadlik, Yoyma Chaymetz Yadlik. The same Rabbeinu Shalom that says Shemin Yadlik will say Chaymetz Yadlik. And same Gemara, Amid away. Here it doesn't say that he was nifta before this man because he was Matriach as Kainai. The Chastira is Svei Gemaras. So I want to offer, I could be Ramban referring to that, this Ramban, that Avada, the Tana before had emuna. He couldn't be moitzi the tenis, the peiros before this man. He definitely had emuna. But l'maisa matriachas koine means to go out of the seder ateva. There's a seder. Don't pass tircha by the Baruch Shalom. It means the Eibishter had to go out of the seder. So that's called matriachas koine. Why wasn't Reb Chanina ben Doise punished? Because he was a yid from the Ramban. Min anisim agluyim from Mitzrayim, there's no teva. To him, there was no difference. There was no difference. To the son of that Tana, there was a difference. It became right before the time. By him, it was all nest. There's no teva. So it doesn't make a difference. Mishayim Hashem and Yadlik, Yoyim and Chaymetz Yadlik. A coat gives us warmth because the Eibishter was Geizer and Nefesh HaChaim. So Dovid HaMelech couldn't become warm Seif Yomov because he ripped the middle of Shul. The Eibishter was Geizer, should give you the warmth that it should give you. So therefore, by Chabkina ben Doise et Galep Meteh Ramban, that there's no Teva. There's no Teva. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no difference to him, Chaymetz and Shemen. To the other time, it was different. So he wasn't Meshana. By him, he was not Meshana to say the Reilim. That's a great Yisoido in the Ramban. But the Amunah that we have from Yitzias Mitzrayim, that we're supposed to take from Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's Shurishchaza every day, Ani Hashem Alkecham Amoitziyat, Hashem Alkecham Asher Tzisim Eretz Mitzrayim, that we say in Kriyashma, that we prav a whole Pesach, that's all to give us Amunah in every situation. So I wanted to conclude the Emerson. The Chosid Yaivet says, the Kiyam of Torah and the Kiyam of Klal Yisrael is a greater nest than Yitzias Mitzrayim. Only the Chosid Yaivet Rabbi Yaakov Emet can say that. And I come to North Miami and I see Yungalait, Kanayin Hora, Redman Lernan, and walking in the streets, something in a Midbar Shmoma. But Be'emerson, Torah, Rav Shach said Torah was given the Midbar, Abad, the Mokim, the Ikim, Mokim, Ashos, Ashrin, Zeretz Yisrael. Oh, but Torah was given a midbar because that's Torah, wherever it is, that's Gula. The Klechemda in Azagdome, the Sefer Shmois, says, Amori de Gazach. The Klechemda says that he doesn't understand why Moshe Rabbeinu's name is deleted from the Agoda. We're holding in the Sedras of Pesach. Secondly, he doesn't understand how we say Hallel on Pesach. Like, we don't say Hallel on Purim because Akati Avdei Achashverosh. So why are we saying Hallel El Seder? What are we so happy about? We're still Avdei Parai. We're still in Golis. So what's the Simcha? And we all know that Hallel is only on a Nes Nitzchi. You don't say a Hallel like you don't say it Purim. Because like one sheet in the Gemara calls Akati Avdei Achashverosh. And also, yes, that the Eibishter said, Anivalei Malach. Remember the Beis Halevi responds about that. When he said, Mi Anoichi Ki Eilech Al Paroi, he wasn't praving Anivus. He was saying, Mi Anoichi. I want the Eibishter to take us out. Because the Eibishter takes us out, then it's going to be a Gula Asidu. But it says, Anivalei Malach. Zokta Kleichem Da Amoyu De Gezach. He says, there were two Golas. There was a Golas Haguf, and there was a Golas HaNefesh. The Golas Haguf, the physical Golas of Avodim Be'in Moisam, who took us out? Moshe Rabbeinu, Avad Shliach Hashem. What did the Eibishter do on his own? Like the Eibishter alein, like it says, Mi Anoichi Ki Elech HaParoi, Zok to Biskarov, Ki Eyi Mochem, Ki Eyi. The Eibishter Yitzchak, Ano Yichi Eyi Moch, Bezeh Lecho Ois, Matan Teir is the Ois. That Shechina Medaberes Mitech Groinoi, Zok to Biskarov, Mi Anoichi Le Shechina Medaberes Mitech Groinoi. What did the Eibishter do? The Gula Ruchni. The Gula Ruchni, that the Eibishter did. And that remains. That we never went back into Golas. We went into a physical Golas. Concentration camps, Rahman al-Islam. Went into a physical, all the Golas. But the Gulas HaNefesh remained a Nitzchiistik. And that's why we don't mention Moshe Rabbeinu's name in the Agoda, because his Gula was not Nitzchi. That was the Gulas HaGuf. We go back into a physical Golas. But the simcha that we have, we say Hal, is on the Gula Ruchni. The Sfasema says, the Loshem b'yoytziyenu l'cheirus oylam. He took us out l'cheirus oylam, for a cheirus oylam. That means an eternal cheirus, but we're still in Golus. The Tetzis is the Gulas HaNefesh was complete. Yidden in the concentration camps kept mitzvahs as much as they could to the ultimate found shofar, someone kept tefillin, because they were avdei Hashem, lo avdei parah. Even in that situation, they were physically in a golus, in a terrible golus, in a finstere golus, in a choishech of golus, but were avdei Hashem, and that's chayrus. And the chayrus comes through Torah. Ein ben chayrin al mishayisik ba Torah. And the Netziv says, Sefer Bereshis, we're talking about the Akdom of the Netziv. So he says that Sefer Bereshis, Sefer Yetzirah. Ramban says that Sefer Golus Vagula. It culminates in Matan Torah. And Mishkan is the continuation of Matan Torah, because B'zeh Rampin, that same Hashchos Hashchina that was in Matan Torah, was the Eivish that spoke with Ben Shnei Akruvim. And the Yeshivas and the Koilim are an extension of that Matan Torah, of that Chavis. And therefore, the Ramban, fiery Amuna that Rab Chanina Mendoza had, that's part of the Avdei Hashem. We're Avdei Hashem. And with that Amuna, Rab Aaron built Torah. Because Rab Chaim Volozhin said, the last station of Torah is going to be America. Nobody knew it's going to be Miami, North Miami. The last stancia from Torah. And with that Avtocha, Rab Aaron says there's going to be Torah in America. People told him when he came, there's grow hairs on my hand if there'll be Torah in America. And he said, they. He said, Mir dafen ton. The Eivish said, dafoiv ton. You have no idea of the ashpo that you have. And I just want to leave you a final maisa, what it means to her. I was zoicher to be the last man by Rab Aaron, to see the fire, last el, to see the fire of Rab Aaron. Excuse me. So, I see that fire of Rab Aaron. To see that, the shir, the way he said, it's something you can't describe. It was like a matan Torah. The kovet atoira that he had. But what I remember, Rav Moshe Hillel Hirsch, the Rosh Yeshiva Slabodka, was like an elder Rebbecha. He became a chosen. That's man. To Rav Mochte Shulman's daughter, the Rosh Yeshiva of Slabodka, in Bnei Brak. And he became engaged because the Rosh Yeshiva was the Shatkin right before the Rav Aaron was Nifta. And he got married after Rav Aaron was Nifta. And he sent me an invitation to the Chassan. He gave me an invitation. I was only in the Yeshiva a short time. And I said, Rabbi Shehill, I said, what, an invitation? I had no shaykhis with you. All I did was speak and learning. He says, what other shaykhis is there? That's what a Talmud Muvik Rabban. What other shaykhis? The shaykhis of Torah. And that's the ultimate gula that it says last week. Vitzesi, vitzalti, vitzesi, vitzalti, v'galti eschem, v'zroina tuyo, v'shvotu, v'doilam, v'kachti eschem l'ilom. So the support, that's Matan Torah. And then you'll know, Ki Anei Hashem Elokecha Mamotzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Without Torah, we don't have the idea on Yetzias Mitzrayim. You should all be Zeuche. You have no idea what the Ashpo, what I see. I can just feel it in the street, that the Torah that's coming out of North Miami Koil. You don't have an idea. Rosh Hashanah always saying, the Goyen lived in Vilna. We came with Madam ourselves. And the Goyen's didn't have any position. He sat and learned the whole day. But the ashpo that the Goyen had, he always said the Goyen, the Goroz Yotzeit, on the whole Sviva, was a tremendous ashpo that lasted for years and years. You should all be zeuche in the schus that your marbet's teire, I can't even say it's a midbar anymore, it was a midbar, that you should be zeuche to see naches from your kinder, and whatever you do in the future, you should be mabitze teire and gedele teire and bring up wonderful children. We should also be zeuche taket Lahagid Baboika Chazdecha Vemonoscha Balaylas Turi and Monoscha Balaylas. We should be Zoika to see the Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bayon. A good Shabbos.
Okay. Toby
Jacobson.
From Kabbalah.
No.
What's your name?
Ari.